What's going on, everybody? It's the Franchise here, aka one half of the GOW, the Generation Wrestling Podcast. Hey, look, if you're looking for the latest wrestling news, rumors, the hottest interviews in the pro wrestling industry, look no further than the GOW, the Generation Wrestling Podcast. That's right. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, including every pay-per-view, AEW and WWE, as we shoot from the hip and give our thoughts on the current landscape of professional wrestling. Also, we can give our weekly analysis, live streams, review, recaps, and much, much more. To follow us, please find us on Instagram, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you consume digital and professional podcasting content at Generation Wrestling Podcast. As always, yours truly, the Franchise, my partner Too Cold, and we are the GOW. And always remember, real talk for real fans. Peace.
And you know what that means.
That if you're looking for the best wrestling content and the best interviews on all of YouTube and in anywhere where you can listen to this, you need to listen to Generation of Wrestling.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the GOW, the Generation Wrestling Podcast. As always, yours truly, the Franchise, aka the Showstopper, better known as the GOW's Wrestling, the Tribal Chief. With me, as always, he got my tag team partner, my brother, my family. He is the flyest in the room, Mr. 1, 2, 3. Pin that ass down, K Breezy, aka EC's Wrestling, Isaac Hayes, King Tuco. What's good?
What's Earl, you a fool. Daniel Clive, Earl, to the people. What's good? What's up? What's up? What's good? Hey, what's y'all, up? We had to get this in real quick, man, the AEW Dynasty Prediction Show, because we got that pay-per-view coming up Sunday from the West Side Compound, live and direct with your boys. That's my bad, y'all. We were supposed to come on a little early, had a little family emergency, had to go make a pickup real quick, but everything's all good. So we all good. We can rock out and do what we do. Franchise, my bro, my familiar. What's good?
Hey, man, look, I'm ready to rock and roll. And Earl, look, I understand we ain't gonna keep the people too long, but you know, we got to give y'all something. Okay? We got AEW Dynasty this weekend from the West Side Compound. King Tuco said he gonna bring some drink. I may or may not have to be muted, but that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that. Hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Exactly. Man, with that being said, my guy, my bro, look here. Earl said the game coming on. Look here, Earl. Put that game on mute, man. It's all good. He's a classic man. Appreciate you, man. Clive, for the lookout. Mrs. Franchise, you have our permission to pull the plug at 8:15. Damn. He say pull the plug 8:15. Well, I guess we better get this in there. Bro.
Yes, sir.
It's Dynasty. We didn't have a hell of a WrestleMania week. Of just nothing, 8 days of nothing but just show after show after show after show.
Yes, sir.
And we're right back on the grind, man. We're right back here doing what we do. So with that being said, bro, let's go ahead, man. Let's kick this thing off because TK, you know, TK does what he does. So let's go ahead, man. Let's pull up a graphic and let's debate on something. Let's predict on something. Title for titles. Ooh, we got the AEW Trios Champions going up against the Ring of Honor Trios Champions. Title for title. Ooh, is this 0 hour? Oh, it's going to be on 0 hour. Okay, okay. Lights off again for Franchise. Clive said you're going dark on them. Bro, I'm not even going to lie. I question if there was a purpose to doing this a while ago when they teamed them up, because I'm like, man, if they teamed them up just to eventually go to have them go title for title, like, right. Is this a way of TK getting rid of Ring of Honor or is it just, I don't know, what is he doing? Like, because, you know, there's speculation of Ring of Honor. So we're trying to figure out what's going on here. Real quick, just your thoughts on that and who you got for the match.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. It's time for the Acclaim to get them things up. And it's time to go all in, no Diddy, with that Bullet Club and the Ass Boys. Hey, man, hey, I'm on the Ass Boy alert. Ass Boy alert.
Bang, bang. So my man saying bang, bang, gang. Okay, okay. All right, so you saying they walking out with both sets of titles.
Hey. Like some lesbians walking out with the straps.
You stupid. Them studs. man. Hey, all right. Well, shit. Damn, you took Bullet Club gold.
Yeah.
Clive got Bullet Club. Earl got Bullet Club. Shoo. You know what? I really don't know who should lose the titles here. It ain't like either team has really done much with them.
Right.
You know what? Bump it, man. You went with I'm going to go with the Acclaim. I'll take the Acclaim.
Okay. He going with the Acclaimed. Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, look, man, if you're doing that, then let's see what we got. Let's see what we got popping right here. Okay, I got the Ass Boys. You got the Acclaim. The people rocking with the Ass Boys. All right, man. So I guess we got to go from this group to this match. And you and I, we wonder like how the hell this even came about. We got that boy Roddy Strong. We got that boy Kyle O'Reilly for the AEW International Championship.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm seeing a Roddy Strong retention here, man. I don't see Roddy just got it. You know, him and that mustache has been on the run as of lately. So you know, I think Kyle gonna give him one hell of a battle. If he do beat him, that'll be a surprise. But I'm gonna be honest, I gotta stick with Roddy.
Okay. You got Roddy. Ooh.
Earl, okay. <you're>
Okay. You know what? I gotta go, Kyle O'Reilly.
You going with Auto Parts?
Yeah. I'm going with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey man, I'm going against the grain. I'm like a bad haircut, man. We going against the grain. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Everybody got Strong, so they feeling me. They ain't feeling you. All right, cool, bet. All right, well, the people on our side, 1-1. Let's go.
Hey, man, look, it's all Gucci and the Possum Coochie. All right, let's see.
Shout out to the redneck. What's up, baby?
What up, Dougie Fresh? Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let's roll, man. Who up next?
All right, man. Look, we got this right here. We got that boy Orange Cassidy versus Katsuyori Shibata versus our guy from the 216, Shane Taylor, and that boy Tiger Style, Lee Moriarty. Bruh, I'm gonna keep it gangster. As much as I love Cassidy and as much as I love Shibata, that boy Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty began to push, man. It's like one of them bomb sickles, man. You know, you push the bottom and then the thing come out the top. Yeah, all right. Again, no Diddy-licious. I got Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty.
Girl, on it today, baby. All right, man. So you got the you got the street business over there. All right, okay. I feel it. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think it's gonna be a little bit of payback. Leo says, hell nah. What's up, Mark? hold on, Mark. You say so. Unfortunately, I doubt I'll watch wrestling. Why? What's going on, man? Hope everything good with you, brother. Hope everything is good with you. Leo was good, man. But AEW supposed to join WWE. Woo, we'll see. We'll when that actually happens, we're gonna talk about it, man. So make sure you keep the notifications live, brother. I'm going with Cassidy and Shibata, man. I gotta go with Sexy Music, man. I can't go against Freshly Squeezed and Mr. Sexy Music. I just can't do it, man. So I'm going Orange Cassidy and Shibata, man.
You know what I realized? They group name could be Freshly Squeezed Sexy Music.
Freshly squeezed music. Yeah. Shabada. You got Shane Taylor and Lee.
Leo says, "Who goes against sexy music? You out of your mind, franchise."
Hashtag. Hey man, look, Leo, that's your boy. That's your boy.
My boy said hashtag freshly sexy. I like it.
Freshly sexy. That's exactly what that is. Freshly sexy. Okay. I like it. All right, man.
Well, speaking of sexy, we got two of the most beautiful women in all of AEW. We got Willow Nightingale and that girl Julia Hart representing honoring the House of Black. We got TBS champion Julia Hart. Bro, Hamilton, what you got?
Oh, man, you already know, man. I'm going Willow. Willow all day, baby. It's her time. Willow been coming up, coming out, smiling, whooping ass. And I've been telling y'all from day one, I said, hey, man, it's going to be something about this girl. Just watch. She's got something with her. And it worked out. So, you know, hey, flat out, man. I'm going with Willow.
And you know it's crazy. I'm right there with you because guess what? We've already given the premonition. We've already planted the seeds. We've already dropped the Easter eggs and laid the hints down that it's gonna be Mercedes Moné versus Willow. And guess what? Last year, at this time, well, actually a little bit in the summer, a little bit past this time, we had them two fighting for the title, and it was supposed to be Mercedes Moné to win. She got injured. Willow ended up winning by a freak accident. So now we got to run it back. And what better way for Mercedes Moné to win her first title than to take it off of the woman that took her title in the first place? So with that being said, I got Willow for the victory.
But my thing is about that, I don't want to see Willow be a transitional champion. So it's like, damn, does she... Does she lose? Does she win but lose to Moné? But then Moné can't lose her first debut match. So it's like, shit, damn. How does that gonna work? But then Earl said it could be a swerve. You know, there could be something going on. Leo said there could be something else going on. Moné might come out and screw her. That could happen. So we might just get the one-on-one match. But that won't happen because Monet's already got the title shot. At Double or Nothing, like regardless of what happens after this pay per view, she's already got the title shot against the winner.
You know what I'm thinking gonna happen, bruh? Julia Hart is already presumed to be the one to attack Mercedes Moné. Mercedes Moné might come out and fuck over Julia Hart. That's how we get Willow to get the belt.
I'm gonna throw another swerve at you. What if it was that line?
What if Trent? The one that turned on Cassidy? What about when he whispered whatever he whispered in Chris Statlander's ear? She had that look. Okay. No more niceties. Nice guys. I like that. I pick up what you're putting down. I like it. We ain't dropping the ball at Peyton Hillis. We ain't Butterfingers McGillicuddy. I got you.
So we both got Willow on that one, right?
Yeah, we got Willow. Leo says he can see a three-way at Double or Nothing. And I wouldn't be mad at that either.
I wouldn't be mad at that either. I definitely wouldn't be mad at that.
Because you can give Moné a reason to lose and still get a rematch without having Willow be a transitional champion that fast, and Hart could take the fall.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of possibilities in that. But Leo says he's got Julia Hart for the victory. So we got a little bit of a mixed bag around here, man. Everybody's got a little bit of mixture on who they're going with for this match. This one definitely got the people all over the place. All right, man. Well, we got that one. Let's get to the next one. Let's go to another one.
All right, man. The next one, we got that boy Trent Beretta versus Matt Sydal, bro. I ain't even gonna waste no time. I think Beretta about to beat the piss out of Sydal.
Man. Dude. The piss out of Sydal. Yeah, I can definitely see that, man. Trent's on a whole new thing. There should be no reason he should be taking any more losses after what he did. He took his last loss. He about to start stealing wins from now on, man. Yeah, it's Trent all the way around.
You got Trent. Okay, all right. We got Trent. All right, what the people say? What the people say? We got Leo got Trent. Clive got Beretta. Okay. All right, let's see. Ooh, you know what? We can't do that one yet. That's too big of a We're getting out to the nitty-gritty. Hold on, let me swap this one now, because these last five matches are, in the words of Trump, huge. All right. Huge. All right. The next one, man, we got the FTW Championship. We got that boy, the FTW Champion, Hook, versus Lionheart, Chris Jericho. Bro Hamilton, who you got?
FTW Championship, Jericho kind of being on his Jericho shit. Hook already having a victory over him.
Go ahead and tell me what you really want to say, because I know what you want to say.
I want to really say Jericho. I really believe Jericho is going to do something scandalous to win this match and take this championship to build up something between him and Hook. Because obviously he's taking the time out to build up with Hook. So right. I'm gonna go with Jericho, man. Jericho, the OG gonna take the FTW championship. He's gonna add his name to it. He's gonna add another title to the legacy, man. So I'm going with Jericho.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, because I was gonna say the same thing. I was gonna say the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, the Demo Guy, the Champion, Y2J, Earl got Hook, Clive got Chris, Mark got Chris.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Clive says FTW champion and Y2J.
Never use it. I mean, he ain't never have it. He never had it. But no, but I can see him. I can see him getting it. That's why I'm like, yeah, I can see him getting it. And then, you know, just because of what it is, and it's Jericho, and you know, why not add his name to a title that supposedly isn't being recognized?
Right. Even though they have it on every fucking week, but you know,
right. Mark, real quick, man. I mean, I see what that say, but I'm gonna need something a little bit more concrete. They both companies have been said that they're opening to working with one another, but that's gonna come. That's gonna take a little time. I don't think WWE's buying AEW, and I don't think AEW's nowhere near trying to buy WWE. But
no.
If the forbidden door amongst companies, and let's be honest, it's only one company that the door really needs to be knocked down from, and that's WWE. They're doing a little stuff with TNA, but that's having your person come in and do the Royal Rumble and then get eliminated quickly. Like it's something, but you know, it ain't nothing all that crazy. They're not doing what you're seeing in AEW and TNA and New Japan, where you see wrestlers coming in wrestling and winning their championships, okay, like Moxley just did. So there's a little difference in that, but I it's a wait and see kind of thing. I think we're all gonna have to kind of wait and see to see what they actually do. Leo says Hook, Earl, it's a post, he'll send it to you.
Leo, I'll take it. You're a hooker.
He's a you stupid. But who did you got, man?
Leo caught me with his hookish ways. I got Chris Jericho.
Oh shit. You hooked him, man. You hooked him.
You hooked me, god damn it. You hooked me.
All right, man. Well, we got Jericho. All right, man. So let's go, man. What's the next match?
All right, next up, we got the Grown Currency versus 29,000 Star FTR for the AEW World Championship, AEW World Tag Team Championship, and a ladder match. So you know we getting some shenanigans, panties, bro. Who you got? Hey, you know what's crazy? And to be honest, here go the fucked up part. To be honest, I don't even know if I'd be mad if the Young Bucks won with this new gimmick and in a ladder match.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. Earl says FTR. Both teams are looking to become the first three-time tag team champions, because they're both looking for that. Obviously this rivalry is going to be something, you know, legendary, because you know what other tag team rivalry can you really talk about like this? for the amount of time that they've been doing it. It's a ladder match. Both teams have beaten each other and for the championship at that. Right now, the Young Bucks as champion would be good for the tag team division, because you know they're going to go out there and they're gonna wrestle everybody. They're gonna put on matches. They're gonna put guys on, and that's what we like about the Young Bucks. And FTR is going to do the same thing. But who would it fit more? And if I got to pick, I got to go with Grown Currency, man. I got to go with Matthew and Nicholas, man. I think Matthew and Nicholas will find a way to steal these titles. And I'm going to say it like that. They will find a way to steal these titles.
You know what? I'm right there with you. I got to go Young Bucks. And then when you look at their affiliations and who they have, you know, a ladder match is basically a no DQ match. So anything or anyone can get involved in here. So you got to also take into account, man, we could have outside hindrance as well. Not saying that FTR doesn't have anybody to have their back, but come on, man, it's the EVPs. Come on, man. They're all petty. They're all powerful.
Anybody can come out for the FTR, you know, for FTR, but it's FTR. You know, anybody will come out for them. But, I don't even know if anybody comes out.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Hey, call me crazy, but at least you call me. I can see that boy Jack Perry bringing his ass on in. And Mr. Scapegoat, since CM Punk, your best friend, let me take from you what y'all took from me, an opportunity. Yeah.
So you got the currency.
Yeah, I got the currency. I got, because it's all about the money.
All right. Damn. All right. Okay.
If it don't win gold, it don't make sense. So yeah, you know, just a little something to throw out there, you know, a little breadcrumbs, little kibbles and bits. Shout out to my homie Sticky.
Yeah, you stupid. Real says they earned it a little bit more, man. We gonna see, man. FTR's been they've been doing their thing, but I think one of Cash got some he got some legal troubles he's about to go deal with. So I don't know.
My boy went straight baby boy on him, you know, out there in that road rage.
Hey, no, man, I ain't about that shit. All right, man. We got that in. Let's see what the next one is.
Hey, man, I think it's about time we went back to the ladies.
Ooh.
We got the AEW Women's Champion, Timeless Toni Storm. We got La Meta herself, Thunder Rosa, baby. Bro. Oh,
it's all you.
Oh, shit. Okay. I can see this going either way. But because of the way Thunder Rosa's reign ended, because I felt like, and we all felt like, she never got a proper send-off, or she didn't get the proper closure as champion. Let's put it this way. Remember, when Thunder Rosa lost, who stepped up to the plate? It was Toni Storm. Who was the interim women's champion? And people wanted to put some respect on their name and make sure that shit was all the way legit as a tit. Yeah, it was Toni Storm. Now, who the one that's going to come back and get that vengeance back? Full circle 360. Yeah, I got my girl Thunder Rosa taking that thing off of Toni Storm. And that's the bottom line, because the franchise said so.
Ooh. Franchise spoke with his chest out. Ooh, damn. My man put bass in his voice. Goddamn. All right, well, look here, brother. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with nothing that you said. Matter of fact, I feel Timeless Tony's time is coming up as champion.
Mm.
But not this night.
Tony,
if it's going to be a loss, it may be at Double or Nothing. But Tony's going to retain against Thunder Rosa, and she's going to show her that she's the better champion.
Okay. Hey, look, man, I ain't mad at it, because you know what? You said something that I didn't even think about. Double or Nothing. That is the bigger pay-per-view. That is the bigger stage. And what did we say yesterday? Just because it may be meant to happen, don't mean it's meant to happen right now. It could be a bigger time, a bigger stage, a bigger moment. Double or Nothing. Okay. We got Keyshawn Jones. Hey, said same thing, man. Tony retaining.
All right. Tony Storm, stop it, franchise. You're standing in the midst of a storm era.
Hey, look. I love Timeless Tony. Hey. I love Timeless Tony. Now, don't get it twisted. You know, I think this is some of the best work anybody, man or woman, in AEW has been putting on. She is in her bag right now. But with that being said, you know, I just feel like, you know, like you say, I think it's time's up for the Timeless one.
Yeah, it's time's up, but not on this night, not in this match. She's gonna retain that one. All right, man, we got that in. The people have spoken, man. They've given us their opinion. Let's go to the next one,
bro. We are down to the final two. With that being said, we got that boy Will Ospreay, bro, versus the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. Yeah, talk to me.
Damn, man. Ooh, this is where it's gonna get tough. Leo says he got Thunder, and he also got Danielson for the victory. Oh, this match is gonna be crazy. I already said this was gonna be the sleeper. This gonna be the match of the not the sleeper. This gonna be the match of the night. This one right here is gonna have the people. This one gonna have the people feeling some type of way. Earl got Ospreay. Leo got Danielson. I don't want to play no more.
hey, say what your heart feels, my
friend. I'm saying it with my heart. I don't want to play no more. I don't want to pick. I just want to enjoy this match.
No. See, everybody a gangster until some gangster shit pop off. Everybody want to be a podcaster until you got to make the tough decisions on the air with the people. Everybody want to be an analysis until it's time to analyze. You don't get to pick and choose to be great. Come on, King.
damn it. Oh, shit, man. Bro hasn't taken his loss yet, man. And Danielson is a guy that can give him that first loss. Clive's going with Bryan. Damn, Clive's going with Bryan. He's also got Thunder Rosa, and he's going I am going with... Like, you got the graphic up, man. Both of these men are staring me into my soul right now, man. I don't know who to pick. Damn,
you know,
man.
How about this? Because, you know, I'm such a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? I'm such an OG, man, with you. I'm going to keep it cool. I'm going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Each one teach one. I'm going to go first. I got the American Dragon giving that boy Will Ospreay his first loss, bro. I got you.
Oh, you got BD still. That didn't help. That didn't help. You know what? Bump it. I'm going Ospreay. I'll take Ospreay. I'll go with Aussie.
Okay, Aussie. Oi.
Yeah. Aussie. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going Ospreay, man. He gonna come in. Hey, my boy coming in hot. Whew, man, they got that boy coming in scorching. Danielson can pull the sneaker off, man. He can pull the sneaker off. Earl says, Tuco, go ahead and mark yourself down for the points on the Storm versus Thunder Rosa match. I'm already going to go ahead and do that one. Ospreay and this going to be the match of the night, man. This going to be the match of the night. All right, man. Damn it, man. You made me make a tough pick.
Hey, man, look, you know, I had to. Hey, we need it for the ratings. We got to keep them on. We had to keep the people on. The ratings was getting low for a split second. We had to keep them on.
All right, you know what, man? We had the last pick.
Yeah.
All right, man, go ahead. Bring up the graphic, man, because it's almost 8:15. It's almost 8:15. We don't need Earl pulling the plug on our asses.
Nah. Hey, man, it's time to swerve while we drive. You already know what time it is. It's the Samoan Submission Machine versus whose house?
Swerve's house.
Brody.
All right. Well, I ain't got no. I already told you who I'm going with. I'm going with Swerve. I'm picking Swerve to win the match. I'm picking Swerve to be your new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Here's the thing. there's a possibility he can win the match and not the title. So I don't know, man, how I'm going to feel about it. I already told you, man, there's a possibility of a cowboy coming out, being on some cowboy shit, and, you know, doing what he going to do. So, you know, there's the plot of that, because we haven't seen nor heard from him in a while. And, you know, he's just not going to accept Swerve just getting this victory as easy as he thinks he does. So, right. Yeah, man, I'm still going with Swerve, and I'm not mad at Samoa Joe's title run. I didn't really know if he would be champion again. We have seen him as champion so far. He has done his due. If he does retain this championship, I will not be mad at it, because again, we said it last night, there could be a bigger picture at play here. So, Keyshawn says Swerve is winning. Clyde says Joe is winning. Y'all good. It's only pregame. Earl says we good. Hangman will cost him. I think he will cost him, Clyde. I think that will happen. But yeah, regardless, I'm sticking with the guns, man, and I'm going with Swerve.
I'm right there with you. I'm rocking with Marcus. Mark rocking with us, aka Swerve for the culture. Hey man, hey look, I love Samoa Joe much like you. If Samoa Joe wins, I'm extremely proud. I'm happy either way it goes. Samoa Joe been doing the thing, been beating ass. Hey look, just 3 years ago, we didn't even think this man to be back in the wrestling ring. So the fact that he's world champion on national television, give it to the people.
My man went from commentating at WrestleMania in the rain and the poncho to being AEW World Heavyweight Champion. Yeah. Don't tell me dreams don't come true. Don't tell me dreams kill come true, okay? Don't tell me that. You can't tell me that anything ain't possible. Anything is possible.
And with that being said, man, so again, like you said, anything is possible, and I do believe anything is possible. Therefore, I am going to go with Mr. Swerve while we drive. I'm ready to swerve while we driving. So, hey, man, shout out to that boy Swerve Strickland. Shoot.
Man, bro, we got 10 matches. TK, I think this is going to be a short pay-per-view. I don't think this one's going to be pretty long because, about three of these matches were because the Acclaim and the Trent match is the pre-show, 0 hour. And then, and Orange Cassidy. So you got three of these matches that's 0 hour, and then the rest is the main card, which I'm not mad at. So that's going to be kind of interesting.
Hell yeah. Get the people what they want. We're going to give y'all what y'all need. That's the GOW coming to you live and direct from the West Side compound. Oh yeah. A whole lot of drinking. A whole lot of food. Penelope, where you at? Yeah. And a whole lot of fun and entertainment from the GOW West Side. Penelope, $40. All right, but with that being said, bro. Hey, you see, I was smooth with it too.
All right, man, just subliminal and everything, man. I got you, man.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to put it down so they can pick it up and give it back to you. Hey, man. Ask and you shall receive. That's what I've been talking about.
Oh, man. Leo says, man, I got Joe the killer, man. Earl says, Swerve winning the title is overdue. Give him his run now. Then of course, Leo says, man, I like to swerve when I drive, but sometimes that gets a little dangerous. Ooh. You might hit a semi or something. So I got Joe. Okay. Swerve is AEW Roman. I don't want that. I want to be, AEW Seth Rollins. I want him to be out there. Yeah. Go out there and be the workhorse and be the man and show him why you deserve to be the champion, why you are who you are. That's what I want from him.
You got to be the man of the people for the people.
Right, exactly, man. Because the people is the reason why you here. Because the people are telling, TK, hey man, hey, we want to see, hey, we need Nana to come out and give us that championship drive. Okay, that's what we're gonna need. We need that championship drive, man. We need to see that real fast and real quick. But ladies and gentlemen, hey man, we got it in. It's before 8:15, so Earl ain't got to worry about pulling the plug on us.
Yes, sir.
So he can catch the game. Hey, tomorrow, Friday night block party, man. You know what it is, SmackDown. They're going to be revealing the new tag team championships. So we're going to see what those look like. Hopefully they ain't just a carbon copy of the Raw titles, but there's a good chance that they could be. Then, of course, man, Rampage is going to give us that Rampage, you know, get you know, just go over what's going to happen for the pay-per-view. And then Sunday, of course, like my man said, live from the West Side Compound. Next week, your boys will be live for the whole 2 hours of Raw for the draft. I mean, the SmackDown for the draft. We haven't figured out Raw yet. we're not doing a full 3 hours of Raw. But we're definitely going to do the Raw draft, but we're definitely going to do the whole 2 hours of SmackDown for the draft.
Yes, sir.
We got that coming up. JR, my bro, says, I got Swerve, but if he wins, how long you think his reign will last? I don't want the first black AEW champion to be a transitional one.
Nah, they let him hold that thing for a minute.
I'm gonna say all in. And the only reason I'm gonna say all in is because I feel like by that time you'll be ready for Will Ospreay. That's the only, like, because you because if Ospreay continues on the run, he's gonna be on. You're gonna have to put a championship on that man.
You can't deny it at that point because Ospreay's been putting on fucking bangers since he's been back full time.
Yeah, man. So you,
but Swerve too. It could be one of them things where we get one of them classics, like, you know, like a Rey and Andrade. This is our own Sheamus. I mean, we can run this thing for a while now.
We can, and here's the good thing about it. It's what, April now? So
yep.
April, May, June, July, August. So that's about 5 months. Pay-per-view not to the end of the month. So he'll have about a nice little 5 month reign.
Right.
The most important thing is that he has some solid title defenses in between that time. Now, when you get to All In, one or two things can happen. He can beat or win or retain the championship and then maybe lose it at the next pay-per-view, which will be All Out the following week. So you can have one of those things where it could be kind of like a, you had this match on All In, then you can have a rematch at All Out. Or, you know, some, you know, just something different to do. But I'm looking at it 5 to 6 months tops. He's going to get that. But it's not like you can't revisit it later. It's not like he can't come back to it. It ain't like, you know, it's not a one-off thing that he does. We can get him there, but the thing is going to be what he does once he get it. So once he gets it, as long as everything is up, hey, it could be a nice little long run.
Hey, what's that saying, man? We can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. But I got a feeling that my boy about to down that shit like me in a bottle of tiramisu. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So, bro, JR, man, so I'm thinking at least 5 to 6 months tops. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be time for somebody else to, because right now, man, he's cooking in AEW, man, and Ospreay is on fire. And if other people come back, MJF come back, other people come back, you got enough talent there, man. It's gonna be a change, man. Clyde says Jay may get drafted. Hey, everybody's up for the draft, Clyde. Everybody's up for the draft. Doing the SmackDown draft and not Raw is like doing Night One of Mania and doing a review show for Night Two. Boo. Earl, look here, man.
We doing Raw. We just not doing the whole thing.
The thought is we're gonna skip the first hour. We're trying to figure that out, man. But it's 3 hours of Raw. I don't care. Even in Triple H's new era, I still don't want to.
3 hours is 3 hours.
3 hour Raw, man. Okay, like Raw ain't that great. It's good, but it ain't that great.
And you got to think about it. We coming off of 2 back-to-back weeks of pay per views. One of those weeks is fucking Night One and Night Two of a WrestleMania.
But we're giving you a full, and you know we got a Rampage right after that SmackDown. So yeah. You know, dude, that's gonna be 3. Man, look, man, we're gonna have enough, Earl. Don't worry, man. We're gonna do right by the people. Okay, we gonna have all the analysis. We gotta figure this thing out, man. Because man, that's a lot. We gotta get ready for Backlash. And Backlash is coming up right after that. Like, dude, come on, man.
Earl, we all latchkey kids. You know how the program go. Take your breadsticks and save something for everybody else. I'm on fish sticks too, Earl. God damn. Yeah, you can't take food from everybody. Hey, spread the love, brother.
Oh, man. He says, I'll give it to y'all. The first 40 minutes is promo fest. You know it probably will be. You know it probably will be, man. So, nah, we, but no, don't worry, man. We, But no, we're going to have live coverage. We're going to talk about all the picks. And it ain't like we're going to miss that many picks. We probably only have, they're going to probably only do probably like one set of picks, like the first five. Right, right. And they probably won't do another one until when we actually come on the show. So
yeah,
it's all good. But yeah, we're going to definitely do that. But man, I think we talked long enough. It's about 8:15. Earl's about to pull the plug. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. We'll see y'all tomorrow night, and then we'll see y'all Sunday. We appreciate y'all, man, for hanging out with your boys, man. As always, y'all could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with us. He is the franchise. I am the king. We will see y'all tomorrow night.